The Tom Woods Show, episode 1898.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Hey, everybody. Tom Woods here. All right, I got some things to share with you, and I want to tell you about a project that I think you're going to be interested in that I finally finished. I'm sorry it took longer than I wanted to, but you want everything to be just right. But before I get to that, I want to address whether this whole COVID thing is winding down finally in terms of the restrictions and things, and if maybe I should talk about it less. And probably I will be talking about it less. And, you know, as you know, I've covered quite a few other topics in addition to this one, but it is the most important thing of my lifetime. And the thing is, as you look around the world, the lockdowns are still, or at least restrictions are still the norm pretty much everywhere. I live in Florida, so it seems more normal to me, but I forget just how many people are living in under crazy hostage-like conditions. I mean, for example, in the UK, they have this date set for reopening, like fully reopening, June 21st. But they're saying, unfortunately, a significant minority of people haven't taken the vaccine, and that could be a threat to June 21st. So they're going to hold the country hostage, or at least possibly. Canada's still a mess. We had an episode with Adam Schneider, not too long ago, updating us on what's going on there. So it's not like this is all in the past and now we need to move on. It's still the norm all over the place. So I still feel the need to comment on it. It's ridiculous. I mean, I just can't let the thing go, especially when so many people still think that the driving factor behind all this and behind the numbers is people's behavior. Now, you would have to be completely unfamiliar with the charts to think that people's behavior is what's driving the numbers. You look at two different places that share all the same demographic characteristics. One of them did X, one of them did not X. They get the same result. You can reproduce this over and over and over. If you've seen any of these charts, you would know something is wrong with the story that tells us that it's the morally pure who are helping the situation, and it's the stupid rubes who won't listen to science who are causing the problems. The charts don't tell that story at all. And I don't want to hear correlation doesn't prove causation. What we have is consistent lack of correlation everywhere. Every single time there's no correlation. And if you were going to turn society upside down, then whatever other factors may be affecting the numbers ought to be swamped by the wonderful effects of your interventions. The charts should show this. The charts should show this overwhelmingly. So yeah, I know there could be some differences between one state and another, and one of them's got an older population, or one of them has this and one has that, and this state, people are healthier than that state. I get it. But if this justifies the kind of destruction that was done and the absolute ruination of people's lives, then the good effects of lockdowns and the restrictions had better overwhelm all other considerations, or it wasn't worth doing. But it's true, though, that things do seem to be turning around. I mean, well, it's about time, right? It's been over a year, for heaven's sake. But in Ohio, for example, it's been announced that as of June, I think it's June 1st, they're dropping all the restrictions. And the governor said something like, there comes a time when it's just up to individual responsibility to determine what course of action to take. Okay, well, that's what we've been saying. A lot of us thought that time had come a long time ago. Now, what's interesting, and I don't know this offhand, I'd like to dig around and find out, but for the longest time, when other states with, you know, DeWine is a Republican governor, and there were other Republican governors who were more inclined against lockdown. And when they started lifting mask mandates and stuff like that, the Ohio governor said, well, we're not doing that in Ohio. In Ohio, we have a metric we're going to be following. We have to wait until cases get down to 50 per 100,000. Now, what I want to know is, and maybe somebody can tell me in the comments on the show notes page, tomwoods.com/1898, did they ever actually get the numbers down to 50 per 100,000? Or did he just say, forget those numbers. We're just not doing it anymore. I really want to know, did they ever reach that? Or did he finally just say, you know what? Never mind. I really would like to know about that. In New York City, we're hearing that restrictions are going to be lifted, that Broadway's returning, major shows are reopening in September. So that includes like Hamilton and The Lion King, shows like that. So we are hearing that now, of course, we're going to be seeing a lot of damage too, in the form of you revisit some of these cities and there are going to be establishments boarded up that aren't going to be unboarded. And that's some of the collateral damage from all the insanity. And then, of course, you have this mask fiasco, which I think is a good thing, of course. I guess what had been going on is the CDC had been getting a lot of criticism for being too cautious and not crediting the vaccines enough, because it was a pretty good point people were making that why would anybody be eager to get the vaccine if they're told you still have to wear a mask and stay 6 feet away and be a vegetable and all that? Why would we do that? And plus, it seems to show that you don't have any confidence in the vaccines. Steve Dace says that, was it Steve? Well, anyway, one of the great people who's been talking about this says that Dr. Fauci is, in practice, one of the strongest anti-vaxxers in the country because he has the vaccine. He doesn't seem to believe it works because of the way he's acting. So it looks like they decided, well, we can't really maintain this messaging for long. This is kind of ridiculous. So they started to say, all right, well, they actually issued, and I mentioned this in episode 1897, that if you're vaccinated, you don't need the mask. First it was, you don't need the mask outside. And then it was, you can just go back to your life. You don't need the mask. You don't need the distancing. You can just have it all back. All of a sudden, it went to that. And Fauci just in the past, within the past couple of weeks, in some kind of congressional testimony, had been asked about why he's wearing the mask after he's been vaccinated. And he goes and defends that. And then not 2 weeks later, he defends not wearing it. Well, there were immediate changes in some major chain stores. So Trader Joe's, for example, Walmart, Costco, they all announced that the vaccinated don't have to wear masks in their stores, but they're not going to inquire about your vaccination status. So in other words, nobody has to wear the mask in the store. And I mean, really, what store is going to stop you from coming in saying, have you had a vaccine? I mean, really. So people have started to take them off. Now, I know in some areas where people might be listening to me, that's not the case. But there are places where the masks have little by little started coming off. I told you last week about being in the Panhandle, the Florida Panhandle, very different from Central Florida. It's mostly unmasked. Central Florida is not mostly unmasked. But since returning from Central Florida, I've just decided, because, you know, sometimes I would wear the mask because I just, you know, I don't want to cause problems for an employee. And it's not, the employee is not setting the policy. The employee is just trying to scrape by and make a living. And already, when you deal with the public, you're already dealing with jerks all day long anyway. Like, you don't want to be arguing about masks with somebody. I mean, just let me get my paycheck and go home. You know, I don't want to give that guy a problem. So, you know, the path of least resistance, I would put one on. And now my view is, nope, look, this is stupid. It doesn't do anything. We've seen all the charts. The places that have it, there's no difference in places that don't. And for them to try to claim that they make a difference, they always have to have some ludicrous limitation on the timeline where they'll say, hey, look, masks do a lot of good. But they'll confine the time of the study to a 3 or 4 month period where cases were coming down. Then they'll stop it. And cases will zoom upward, and then there'll be no mention of that. And they'll say, look, masks work. It's ridiculous. It is so ridiculous and laughable, the alleged studies. And the alleged studies, moreover, most of them are models that where the model just assumes that masks work. That's part of the model. And then they go, and lo and behold, it turns out masks work. So I've just decided I'm just not doing it anymore. And there's a minority of us we're just not doing it. Because it's not helping. You look ridiculous. You look like a freak and a hysteric, and you can't properly communicate with people. I mean, first of all, sometimes you can't hear. How many times have you had to repeat an order with the stupid mask on, or they can't hear you? So there's that. And also, I can't see people's facial expressions, which is part of communication. And I don't like the idea that little kids, toddlers, and infants are growing up in a world where adults seem to have no faces. They seem to have no expressions. That's not normal. That's not a good thing. This isn't just costless. wear the damn mask, they say. And they think they're just so cool and sophisticated because they've said the word damn in front of mask. That'll show these stupid rubes. That'll get that mask on their faces. Ha ha ha, just wear it. But I'm not going to do something just because you barked an order at me. Is it doing any good? And initially, you'll note, you can verify this, for months into this thing, I barely talked about masks on the podcast. Because I thought to myself, well, maybe there's a chance. Before masks became universal, I thought, well, maybe there's a chance that wearing a mask might slow the transmission. I mean, what do I know? I've never claimed to be an expert on this stuff. I'm just an intelligent guy who can read charts. That's what I am. I can do that. And I can tell when things I've been told will happen don't happen. And I can tell when I don't get an explanation for why they didn't happen. And everybody just proceeds and acts as if nothing happened. So I initially thought, man, I don't know, maybe masks will do some good. And then it just seems pretty clear that they haven't done much of anything. We have countries around the world that are borderline 100% masked. If the masks were as effective as they were supposed to be, how come they're not as effective as they're supposed to be? If masks work, how come they don't work? Well, after this mask directive went out, that you could take the masks off, and then immediately you got this corporate response of, okay, you don't have to wear them in our stores. Well, then there was some pushback from the hysterics. So then you got a clarifying statement from the head of the CDC saying, well, there's no reason, there's no need to just rip your masks off now. What kind of a clarification is that? But yes, there is. According to you, yes, there is. So the whole thing's a messaging fiasco. I don't care, because the net result is, I think it's hard to get the toothpaste back in the tube. They said you don't need the masks if you're vaccinated. And then again, as I say, these big stores, and I think the typical store, will just probably say, okay, well, then we'll let the vaccinated not wear masks, but we're not going to ask you. So I think that is a good thing, even though obviously the CDC and Fauci and the White House, they probably all had their signals crossed and the messaging all screwed up, but who cares? That's great that they did, because yeah, the result was a confusing mess that seemed to come out of the blue, but on balance, I think it's going to do some good. Now, shortly before the mask policy change, there had been, as I mentioned in a previous episode, there had been developing a consensus even among the lizard people that outdoor masking made no sense and was stupid from the beginning. So we've seen that, and the New York Times wrote about that. This fellow David Hogg, you remember him from the Parkland school shooting, and he parlayed that into completely undeserved celebrity. He's about the most midwitty of the midwits, this guy. And he said something like, I'm going to continue to wear my mask outdoors so people don't accidentally think I'm a Republican. How about that? I'm going to do something that everybody says makes no scientific sense just for the sake of belonging. That's a very revealing statement on his part, isn't it? Because it seems to me that that's what a lot of people did over the past 14 months. For the sake of belonging, I'll do things whether or not they do any good. And I'm not even interested in looking to see if they did any good. I'm just going to assume they did. That's super scientific, right? Now, before I tell you about the big announcement for today, which I think is something that can do some good and that you guys will enjoy, I do want to tell you about a quick thing that will make your life better in non-COVID ways, and that is the Happily Date Box. We all know how important it is to spend quality time with your significant other, but it's all too easy to neglect that. And you can make excuses like, oh, we don't have the money to go out, or we just haven't got the time, or we haven't got any idea what to do, and I suppose this one I will sort of accept, we're stuck in our houses and there's nothing we can do, but there is something you can do. We thoroughly enjoy every month getting our Happily Date Box because it's a beautiful and lovingly curated series of activities that the two of you can do together. It comes with a curated playlist that corresponds to the theme of that month's date. You may wind up making a recipe, making a special drink. There are games included that can sometimes be competitive, sometimes cooperative. Conversation starters, deep questions, maybe you'll work out your bucket list together. There's always something new and exciting. And as I say, every month it's a different theme. So it could be an 80s theme, or the theme could be France, or the theme could be stargazing, or whatever. But it's always something really fulfilling, really enjoyable, and something that both of you will look forward to. As I say, we absolutely love it. Well, take 50% off your first date when you visit tomwoods.com/date and use promo code WOODS at checkout. That's 50% off your first Happily Date box using promo code WOODS at tomwoods.com/date. So I want to tell you about something that premieres today, and that is covidchartsquiz.com. That's COVID charts with an S, covidchartsquiz.com. And you go there, it's interactive, and you're going to be presented with a series of questions. It's a quiz, you see. And this is going to help people see how much of a difference any of this stuff made. Because if it made a difference, it'll be really, really easy to tell which of the two states in this graph lifted its restrictions, or which of these two states did X and which did not do X. Or here's the Midwest, and Thanksgiving is somewhere on this graph. Now remember that Thanksgiving is supposed to be followed by a spike. So where on the graph do you think Thanksgiving must have been? Go ahead, pick. Here's a bunch of Midwestern states, and one of them lifted all their restrictions 3 months ago. But we haven't labeled any of the states, we just have the lines. Which line corresponds to that state? Should be easy. That one should be just a vertical line of death, right? Should be easy to pick that one out. It's not easy, turns out. Or here are some European countries, and here's when universal masking took place. Or actually, that's the point. Show me on this chart where you think universal masking came into play. Where do you think? Do you think it was at the peak of the cases? Do you think it was after the spike had subsided? Like, where do you think? Where would you think it would be? I mean, probably you would think that cases peaked and then you got masks and then they started to fall. Maybe you would think that. That does seem to fit with their story. Okay, well, go ahead. Identify where you think masking really went into effect, and then you can compare it with the real result. So the idea of the quiz is to show that you cannot figure out the answer to any of these, because the differences are so trivial, or the difference runs in the other direction. The state that didn't do X is actually doing better than the state that did. So this is a fun little exercise because it proves a point. Now that we've had over a year of data, we can go back and look at it and have a sense of how much difference it all made. Because I think in March 2020, people assumed that if they were to look at charts in May of 2021, that they would be drastically different between states that had locked down severely and ones that had been more lenient, that the difference would be very, very clear. I don't think they thought the differences would be subtle and just as likely to run in the other direction. I don't think you would have found anyone who would have predicted that. I don't think you would have found anybody, at least among the hysterics. You just wouldn't have. And now today, when that is how the numbers look, you can't really tell the difference. It's a million excuses and this and that, but when you see it visually, it etches an image into your brain. Geez, those two lines looked exactly the same to me. Yeah, they do. They do look the same. So I want you to go visit that site, if you would, and that is covidchartsquiz.com. So that's covidcharts with an S, covidchartsquiz.com. Try your hand at it. I don't expect you to do well on it, right? It's impossible. The results are entirely random. So, you know, it's a matter of good luck or not, how well you do. But it's worth sharing with people. And yeah, if I could generate, let's say, three charts that made people think, that'd be one thing. But this thing's relentless. It's chart after chart after chart after chart after chart with the sources of the charts indicated. I mean, come on. Now, incidentally, before I forget, I want to mention something that happened over the weekend. I had a house event for members of the Supporting Listeners program. You can check that out at supportinglisteners.com. And I had that great magician I've featured on the show, Doc Dixon, who is absolutely one of us. And you could tell from the routine he did. He's an amazing magician with tremendous sleight of hand abilities and great, great comedy and banter. And he had jokes that were tailored perfectly to my audience, and jokes that you really have to listen to the Tom Woods Show on a regular basis, even to formulate. So he just couldn't have been better. Doc is the magician I've told you about, who on Penn and, if you're a fan of Penn and Teller, I'm sure you know about their TV show, Fool Us, where magicians have to fool them for a chance to appear as the opener of their Vegas show, that Doc fooled them. And so anyway, I had him come do a show for my supporters because this is my way of giving something back to the folks who support me so much. And it was an amazing, amazing time. We had people come from all over the country, as far away as California, all the way down to Florida. And it was the old normal all over again. Normal people socializing in a normal way, just having a great time. And yeah, in fact, the doors for the magic show opened at 5. And then after that was over, we went to my house. And thankfully, I have a lot of space, so it wasn't too impossibly crowded. And we had a lot of food and drink. And people stayed till 11, at which time I, you know, kind of in a subtle way, started to kick them out because 6 hours should just about do it. But anyway, it was a great, great night. And I'm really glad that we were able to do that. So much bigger than that, of course, will be the 2000th episode event on October 16th, TomWoods2000.com. Make sure and be there. Everybody's going to be there, honestly. Everybody's going to be there. You're going to meet a whole bunch of wonderful new people, and it's going to be a ton of fun. I've got some of your favorites from the Tom Woods Show coming. Michael Malice will be there. Bob Murphy, my old partner on the Contra Krugman podcast. I've got Angela McArdle from the Libertarian Party of Los Angeles, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, Eric July from Blaze TV, a couple of special guests yet to be announced. They'll be announced that very night, special surprise guests. And Jeff Deist, president of the Mises Institute, will host the event. And it's going to be so great. And for members of the Supporting Listeners Program, I'll have an even bigger get-together than I could possibly have at my house. I've got a nice reception for you guys starting a couple hours before the main event where I'll be mingling around and we'll take pictures and drink and eat and have some fun. And before that, I have a super, super deluxe reception for the super elites of the Supporting Listeners Program. You can come to the hospitality suite and hang out with all the special guests and me before the event gets started. So get all the details at TomWoods2000.com. So sign up for that. And Doc Dixon is going to be performing magic at this event. So if you missed my house event, you're going to love seeing this guy. He is just top notch. So anyway, I want you to check out COVIDChartsQuiz.com. See what you think. Spread the word about it. I hope it does some good. And I'll see you all tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.
Like the sound of the Tom Woods Show? My audio production is provided by Podsworth Media. Check them out at Podsworth.com.